Hello and good afternoon. My name is Javier Casañ, talking from Tolosa, the Basque country in the north of Spain, Europe. And we have today the opportunity to talk about faith and consciousness, reflections related with the work of our beloved master, Samael Aumbeor. We wish to thank to Elio and the whole Corali team for this work, this incredible job they are trying to do in English, that we support, even if we know that English is not our mother language, but we will try to do our best. If everyone has a question related with this topic, can write to the Corali profile in Facebook, and through the chat, they will send us the questions or the comments, and at the end of the talk, we can answer every aspect that you want to ask through that Facebook profile of Corali team, Corali Radio. And we wish to say hello to all our brothers, sisters that love the Gnostic path as we do, and every friend that for sure will be listening, some of that people that we have found in all our travels and conferences, spiritual retreats, in which we have shared our comprehension of Gnosis and we have learned so many things related with that incredible path. When we prepare a Gnostic topic, a Gnostic reflection, we always need to have a motivation. And that motivation, when the Corali team asked to us to give that talk, we found that motivation in an astral experience that we had at the end of last year, related with the esoteric path that all of us were trying to walk. And in a certain moment, I asked to the masters, which I was talking, in which aspect of my inner work I have now to focus my attention. And they said, you have to walk about the doubt. And when I came back to the physical body, I start to reflect about how I deal with the logical, the natural depths that we have related with our inner path, with our life, with our present, with our future. And that reflections guided to me to think, to reflect, to meditate about faith related with the inner work, faith related with the esoteric path, faith related with the being, faith related with the Gnostic project, even faith related with the same Gnostic institution which I belong, that is the Gnostic Society. We belong to the Gnostic Society from the beginning. We are founders of that esoteric institution that now is in the physical body, is led by Rafael and Leida Vargas, but of course internally is guided by Master Samael and the beloved White Lodge. So it's interesting when you reflect about your faith, because we used to think that we are faithful people, most of all missionaries, because of course we are dedicating all our lives to the Gnostic path. But to be faithful people is not just to believe, because Master Samael talks to us about this. Faith is related with consciousness. We can say that faith is a faculty of consciousness. So if consciousness is not present, faith, the real faith, is not present. Maybe we can believe. Maybe we can feel. Maybe we can think. But we are not people of faith if consciousness is not active. So we have as much consciousness as faith. All the consciousness awakened that we have can be projected as faith in everything we do. So reflecting about all that, of course, I found a lot of skepticism inside myself. I found a lot of materialism. And as a human being, I have my very human doubt related with every aspect of my life. So in these last 2 months, I have been working intensively in that direction to try to answer that question. Am I a person of faith? Really, I have faith in the Gnostic project? Really, I have faith in my being, in my divine mother, in the inner Christ, in the White Lodge? Am I a person of faith in my Gnostic project? And this is very interesting. Of course, I came to Master Samael teachings, to that incredible lecture that is called Conscious Faith, where Master Samael clarifies with his proverbial deepness that aspect related with faith and with beliefs. Because, of course, it's not the same. And I read some aspects related with the Christic Gospel, a very interesting relationship between Christ and Peter, when Peter is walking on the waters to find Jesus, but at the moment he doubts, he starts to go down the waters. And Jesus says to him, you know, men with less faith, if you have more faith, you can walk over the waters. And this happens to all of us. There are moments when we, forgetting of our being, forgetting all that experiences that we have had in our consciousness, we start to doubt. We start to forget the light. We start to go down and down into our psychological chaos, into the unconsciousness. And in that moment, it's so important to remember how many proofs, how many experiences of faith we have in our lives. Then I have realized that when I sit down in front of the groups, we have groups every day, we are completely dedicated to the Gnostic path, full time, day and, of course, night. When you sit down and talk in front of the groups, what it will arrive to the groups? Your words, maybe your feelings, maybe your thoughts, but most of all, every time we talk about Gnosis, we are talking about our faith. We are giving the testimony of our faith. And it's important to realize that, because in the old Gnostic traditions, there were ancient rituals, and a very important part of that ritual was related with the testimony. And the testimony is so important for the community, because the community needs to know that for certain people, the Gnostic practices are working. That the whole Gnostic movement is not related just with the self-realization of Master Samael. That Master Samael opened the door, reopened the path, synthesized all the Gnostic teachings in these 20 centuries from Jesus. But at the end, if we don't realize, if we don't incarnate the teachings, if we don't awake our consciousness, we cannot give testimony about the Gnostic teachings. And in that way, we are not people of faith. And what the world needs is not people that can talk very nice about Gnosis, or people that can repeat every single word of Master Samael, or that can develop with the basis of the Gnostic teachings, another interesting school, to try to arrive to other people. What the world needs is people who can give testimony about what Gnosis have made on their lives. In that way, last night, this morning, reflecting about that talk, I was wondering, what can I say after all that has been said in all that years? Because if you enter in Coradi Radio, in English, but of course in Spanish, you can find a lot of incredible people talking about a lot of incredible topics, sometimes deeper, sometimes not so deep, but repeating some aspects of the Gnostic teachings. Almost every aspect of Gnosis has been covered in all that years through radio, talks, readings, books. We have the whole teachings of Master Samael translated in different languages. You can find Gnosis in every part, in every country of the world. So what really the world needs is people of faith. Faithful Gnostics. Not fanatics. Not believers. Not followers. But people of faith. People that can sit down in front of one person, 5 persons, 10 people, 1 million to say, let me tell you something, guys. The Gnostic teachings that has been developed by Master Samael Aumbeor can guide you, drive you to the full experience of your being, can help you to awake to the illumination, can make you, if you practice, experience the different dimensions of the world, of the universe, upper dimensions, lower dimensions. You can be in contact with the masters. You can enter into the path of initiation. You can awake the inner fire. You can create your solar bodies. You can incarnate your inner Christ. You can be a part of the order of Melchizedek. You can awake your consciousness, if this is your being's will, in the inner temples of the White Lodge, to receive the teachings at the feet of the masters. You have to realize how incredible is the Gnostic teachings, that everything you need is included in the Master Samael works. This is what the world needs. People of faith sitting in front of an auditory to say, let me tell you something. You can find mental peace if you practice meditation. You can experience higher emotions as ecstasy if you know how to remember your being. If you know how to pray with your consciousness. If you awake in the middle of the night to kneel down and to try to do your work, to enter in contact with the highest part of the being. To say to people, you can dissolve the ego step by step, with humble, with patience. But the 3 steps developed by Master Samael in his teachings really works if you are open to change. What the people need is someone to say, let me tell you something, if you transmute your sexual energies, if you work seriously during 10, 15, 20, 13 years, you will create your solar bodies. You will walk to the initiatic path. You will experience the things that others have experienced in the past. This is not just for a few number of people. This is for everyone who really loves the being, who really believes in that teachings and then dedicates his or her life to develop of all their inner possibilities. What the world needs is people that sits in front of them to say, let me tell you something. To become a Gnostic missionary has been the most incredible decision that I made in life. Loving the people, entering into the stream of compassion, being a part of the work of the Solar Logos, being a part, a ray of the inner Christ, is the most incredible thing that you can experience in life. Dedicating your life to give fire, to give light, to give hope, to give this Gnostic knowledge to the people who need it, is the most incredible thing that you can do in your life. There is no other more important task in life that giving to other people the teachings that can help them to awake, to develop their inner possibilities, to incarnate their beings, to become a part of that happiness that we call universe. So we have to become faith. But this is not possible if we still believe that faith is an emotional feeling, or that faith is a believing in the mind, because faith is related with the action of consciousness. And if we don't practice constantly, instant by instant, consciously, it will be impossible to experience that faith. And we will continue to be Gnostic believers. And you know what happened with something that believes? that today believe, but tomorrow don't believe. Today yes, tomorrow not. Today white, tomorrow black. Today light, tomorrow darkness. To walk through the path of the middle is to awake, is to be present, is to experience what in meditation we call the Mo Chao state. A long time ago, we realized, not just ourselves, but a group of Gnostic missionaries, how important was the Gnostic teaching and how difficult was to experience completely their realities. And we arrived to that conclusion. The center of gravity of Gnosis in the beginning is the consciousness. So if the consciousness is not active, how can we comprehend Gnosis? How can we comprehend ourselves? How can we experience the being that is what all of us yearn? So the point was not related with teachings. The lack of results was not related with the teachings and was not related with institutions and was not related with the missionaries, was just related with the practice of Gnosis, the perfect balance of the three factors, the experience of the master in the silence of the mind, in the quietness of the feelings, in the complete relaxation of body and mind. And we started to meditate very seriously. First of all, with ourselves, then with all our students. Then we put a day just to meditate in silence, just to try to arrive to that experience of the consciousness that was more or less in the beginning of the 19s. We become very serious with the practice, very serious with the transmutation. As serious as we could, of course, but very serious with the meditation. And we started, after some years, to experience the action of the consciousness in meditation. The inner silence, the inner vibration, the inner experience of the being, the real remembering of the being. Then we start to combine that state with the prayer, and the result was incredible. Prayer and meditation multiplies the faith inside ourselves. So since that, we understood that you can eat or not one day. You can wash or not your body, or you can clean or not your house. But there is something that you cannot do every day if you want to be a Gnostic of faith. That is to find your being inside yourself. We need to come back to the being every day. We need to come back to the being instant by instant. But if we don't practice deeply meditation, we will always be believers. Just who pass the tradition, but not realize the tradition. That's why the work with the Mo Chao meditation, after 10 years, help us to work with the repentances of Pistis Sophia. And then, departing from the Mo Chao state, we started to work in jobs of 2 months with every part of the being that is related with the process of Pistis Sophia. Because we understood what Pistis Sophia is. It's the real faith. It's the real illumination. It's the experience of the being that all of us yearn. Then we realized how important was not just the daily work, but the nightly work too. Because in the night, we can combine silence, prayer, loving for the being, dreamness, sleepness, and the results of all that, Master Samael says, is illumination. And that is the point. Do you really yearn to self-realize your being? The fire of your being is burning inside your heart? You have to become a person of faith. In that way, for your students, you will be a person of faith. For your friends, you will become a friend of faith. For your family, they can have faith in you. And for Master Samael, and for the Masters, of course, you will become a person of faith, someone to trust. And in that way, we will trust in the Gnostic Project. We will trust in the White Lodge. We will trust in Master Samael that is still guiding the Gnostic movement. We will trust in Jesus. We will trust in Melchizedek because we have the faith. Why do we have that faith? Because we have experienced the reality of that Masters. We have experienced the reality of that knowledge. We have experienced the reality of meditation. And when we talk about meditation, it's not theory. We are talking about our lives. And when we talk about the Gnostic mission and the possibility through the Gnostic mission to enter into the esoteric path, we don't talk about what we have studied. We talk about our lives. I remember I was a teenager in my 20s. Not a teenager, I was in my 20s. One of the times that a Master Little Antes came to Spain, and I was a student in the meditation room, in meditation level. I was not yet a second chamber student. And I arrived to that meeting in a Gnostic monastery in southern Spain. There was a group of people talking that to me was not so interesting. I was just waiting for Master Little Antes to talk. When she talked, do you know what she said? She said that. More or less, she talked during 5 minutes. You are Gnostic students, she said, more or less. I'm talking by memory. You have Master Samael books. You have Master Samael teachings. What you have to do is read Master Samael message, comprehend it, and apply it in your lives. This is all what you need. If you do so, you will develop all your inner possibilities. Just 5 minutes, the only time I saw Master Little Antes, was enough to me. And then, after almost, 30 years, 25 years, something like that, or more, I still remember that words, because there is a lot of people saying this, saying that, now I have found the real way of comprehending Samael, or now, thanking God, that there is this other master or this other author that can explain to you Samael. Or, I mean, you don't need anyone who explains Samael to you. You have everything in Samael that you need. Everything you need to awake. Everything you need for your self-realization. You can be in contact with Master Samael internally. Of course, loving Master Samael is loving his movement, is loving his institutions, is loving his leaders with all the aspects related with that. With humility, knowing the place in which each one of us are, but knowing that Master Samael, with his incredible sacrifice, gave to us an incredible body of doctrine with practices to develop our internal possibilities. The Gospel of Philip, one of the Nag Hammadi Gospels, says, faith receives, love gives. No one can receive without faith. No one can give without love. And I think this is very clear, because awakening the consciousness, activating the consciousness, you can receive from the being, from the highest part of the being, you can receive from the masters. You can receive illumination, you can receive comprehension, you can receive insights, you can receive motivation, you can receive inspiration, everything you need for your path. But if consciousness is not active, you will always need someone. You will always need another book, another talk, another master, another one to follow, and another one to crucify, as human beings used to do. So faith receives. This is the work that we have to do. We are not the physical body. Comprehend that we are not the sexual energy. We are not the feelings. We are not the thoughts. We are not the will. And when the consciousness is active, in that moment, the doors of the universe are open. The consciousness identifies itself with the intimate, and from the intimate, we can experience anything in the universe, upper dimensions, lower dimensions, past lives, masters. It depends on the being's will, because the gnosis of faith is the gnosis of the being. Doing the psychological world from the point of view of the being, doing the Gnostic path, the Gnostic missionary path, from the necessity of the being. And if the being needs everything from you, of course you have to offer everything to the being. Because the being always gives you, multiplied, everything that you renounce for the path. But not just receiving. With faith we receive, but with love we give. Receiving and giving, receiving and giving. Faith and love, faith and love. And the point that connects these two forces is the consciousness. The consciousness of the being, the consciousness of the intimate, the consciousness that the Divine Mother will always be close to you, always to help you, always to guide you, always to teach you, always to love you. That your inner Christ will always be there to help you. There, your being, the Ancient of the Days, will always be there to guide you. That the Masters of the White Lodge are so real, more real than this physical world that we usually think is too real. And the Masters are always there to help. But we need to open ourselves. And Master Samael says, we have to make the difference between the external man and the internal man, because the external man is just related with the material world. It's just related with the personality. It's just related with the mechanicity. It's just related with the satisfaction of the desire. But the inner world, the inner man understands what is the purpose of his life. The inner man puts himself under the cover of the being, puts himself under the inspiration of the being, under the authority of the being, knowing that without the being, this life is nonsense. And the inner man starts to develop faith. Sometimes people say, what is faith to you? And I say, let me tell you something. Faith to me is shaving blades. Shaving blades to shave, or razor. Why? And this is a small personal story. Because when I became a Gnostic missionary, it was hard in the beginning. It was difficult in the economic sense. And I always thought, I don't know the next time I could buy shaving blades. And I don't know why shaving blades were to me like the proof that my being doesn't forget me. So when next time I could buy shaving blades, I thought, okay, it's not that bad. Things are difficult, but I still can shave my face. So after more than 20 years that we are Gnostic missionaries, I always have had a new shaving blade waiting for me for the next shave. Each one of us has our shaving blades. But what is important to emphasize is that if you dedicate your being, your life to the being, you know what happened? That the being dedicates his inner life to you. And he starts to open inside himself an incredible world that Master Samael has described to all of us in his books. In that way, we start to become people of faith. Knowing that faith, it's a process. 10% dying in ourselves, 10% of faith. 20% dying in ourselves, 20% of faith. 50% of dying in ourselves, 50% of faith. So this is gradual. Gradually we start to experience the reality of the being. Gradually all the questions that we have inside ourselves becomes answered. And as we decrease, the being increase inside ourselves, grows up inside ourselves. And there are moments where the experience of the being is so great that we cannot handle, and that's why we fall into the ecstasy. So the gnosis is the path of the faith. It's for faithful people that is going everywhere to give testimony of the teachings, knowing that there are so many people that cannot experience all that aspects. They try for a while, then they quit, and they become enemies of Gnosis. Enemies of Master Samael. Enemies of the Gnostic movement. Why? Because they couldn't develop what Master Samael says in his books. And we have to understand it. Each one of us, potentially, it's an enemy of the Master. Each one of us in our dark side, potentially, it's an enemy of the Gnostic movement. Each one of us, potentially, it's an enemy of the leaders of the institutions, of the Gnostic centers. But when we start to work with the dark side of our psyches, with the shadow, with the chaos, we understand that more or less all the human beings are made very similar. And if we are not able to transform the different impressions that arrive to our lives, we will become negative people that see the world from the point of view of what they couldn't do. A negative point of view. Instead of the point of view of faithful people, that is how many things I can give faith about. I can give faith about that if you dedicate your life for the being, you will never lack of anything that you really need. You will always have food in your freezer. You will always have a roof over your head. You will always have clothes, a car, heat, air conditioning, traveling, but of course for the being, not for the satisfaction of the desire. If you really dedicate your life to the being, to the inner path, you will find incredible people around the world. You will develop a spiritual family everywhere you go. You will be in love with so many people with a pure heart that are trying to develop the best on themselves. You will experience all the regions of the hell, and you will experience all the regions of heaven. You will remember your past lives. You will be in contact with the masters, and you will discover the real meaning of your life. That is the realization of your being. So the path has been marked, has been clarified by Master Samael. It's better to become people of faith. We have to do efforts, conscient efforts, sacrifices. The inner being and the inner Christ always demand for more sacrifices, more and more levels of our psyches, more and more level of our unconsciousness. We have to put light in the different levels of our psyches, and for to do that, we need pressure, psychological pressure. And this psychological pressure is necessary to make the light arrive to every corner, every angle of our psyches. That's why it's so important to work from the consciousness to the experience of the being. So for every Gnostic missionary, for every Gnostic student around the world, the only thing I can say is continue practice with humility, with patience. This is like the development of bamboo that needs 7 years under the ground to develop big roots. And if you are patient, constant, if you work with humility, with love for the being, you will start to develop the conscious faith. And of course, we will pass through crises where it seems that our faith has been completely lost. But then we apply Gnosis. We apply the Gnostic teachings. We know how to meditate. We know how to pray. We know how to transmute our sexual energy. We know how to vocalize. We know how to do runes. We know how to do chains. We know how to ritualize. We know all that. And if we practice, you change that state. And that faith that you thought was lost come back to you, multiply it with more joy, with more happiness, with more light. So what else can we say about that teaching that we have received? Master Samael accomplished his mission on earth, gave to us a complete teaching, developed a Gnostic movement full of imperfections, as we human beings are full of imperfections. But as a starting point, Master Samael made that a Gnostic missionary open a center 100 meters from my house. Can you believe that? In a small village close to Valencia City, Spain. Can you believe that? To my village, so close to my house, when I was looking for and I was ready to go everywhere in the world to find that teaching, I found it 100 meters from my house. If you realize what this means with your consciousness, of course you will be a faithful people in Master Samael, in his project, in his people, in his masters, in the Gnostic leaders, in the Gnostic institutions, in the Gnostic project, in your Gnostic center, with all the imperfections, because we all have the dark side, the dark part of ourselves. And we need sometimes to experience it in order to work in the next level. So the world needs people with faith, not believers, faithful people that can be seated in front or that can be seated in silence with patience in themselves, to know that with this patience, one day, today, right now, you can experience the being, the perfume of the being, the flavor of the being, the infinite compassion of the being, the infinite consciousness, comprehension that comes from the being, that way of looking your life that change your point of view forever. So this is what I want to say today, just to share that reflections. So it has been very great to talk today to all of you, and we send a big hello from here, from Toulouse, and we just say goodbye by now. Inferential peace to everyone.